Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Technology Credit Union. TechCU, bank happily ever after. Visit TechCU.com to get started. I do need to sell some stuff. You had to be there.
Yeah.
Did you see that text up there, Sarah?
No. Which one is it there? Tell Sarah to call me if she needs a plumber.
No, it's the one. I think they're referring to that. I must have missed that part.
Oh, I'm in and out of my truck all day. Just heard you wishing you could have a garage sale. Yep, you must have missed it. Don't worry about it. It wasn't important. It's one of those things this show grabs onto and just starts beating up.
All right.
That's what we're famous for.
I'm dead. Dusty.
Musty. Old.
Somebody wrote in with a prediction of where Vinny's wedding's going to be.
Oh, is that so?
Can we guess?
Yeah,
sure, guys.
Okay,
all right,
Vinny.
So I'm going to say...
Vinny leans over to say something and just like hangs his head back down.
I'm going to say the Chaminade.
That's my guess. Yeah, that was my guess.
I just
stole her guess.
That in.
Oh,
okay,
my
so
God.
Somebody said Versona Park.
Versona Park.
Are you...
Yeah, you, we're Vinny? Asking. Oh, we're guessing and asking you.
The answer's no.
Okay, so is it my guess, Chaminade Resort?
Well,
that's a yes.
Oh,
no.
Oh, man.
That's a good place.
It's
no,
beautiful.
It's not.
I love it.
It's not that.
Okay.
I think if anything, right now, if you were to just, because nothing's been decided at all. I told you, the first time it's come up
since
I wanted the, you know, the. You know what's really funny about that?
Oh.
What?
The only thing that's gotten me super excited about getting married is the thought of having a pregnant bride. That seems super fun.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I know it's not. But that's the only time in my life I've ever been like, we should get this done.
Yeah.
We're going to run out of pregnancy.
Okay, I have another guess.
Anyway.
It'd be so funny if she went into labor, like as she's,
I think it's going to look a lot more like Vanessa's wedding and a lot less like Harry and Meghan's wedding.
Yeah.
It's going to be very do-it-yourself in
good.
Some field
that'll
somewhere.
Be lovely. Make sure there's shade. That's important.
Yeah, we don't want to sit in the sun, man.
Yeah, do it where Vanessa did it. That's a lovely
in
spot.
The middle
yeah,
of nowhere.
I would love to drive 3 hours away.
Yeah,
no,
me
you know
too.
What? I
camp
guarantee
out.
You guys
that
I
will drive
that,
for that one
that,
and
that
sit on benches.
We will not have to drive off of a map. Like literally off the map.
Yeah,
like there's
yeah.
no more map here. Where are we?
There's not even trails.
Thank God they put a sign up that said turn right here or we would never have found the place. Anyway.
How about the beach? You guys are both beach people.
Well, that came up, and I explained to her that I think that'd be great, except you have to account for wind, sun.
Homeless.
Random people, homeless or not, you know, tourist types, whatever.
My backyard would be really casual
so
and easy.
It can go great, or the wind kicks up. And you've got a, or and it's,
and we're all ducking for cover. Ow, ow.
The wind kicks up and it's hot.
Yeah, that would suck.
Or a bus lets out and a bunch of people with cameras are just milling around taking pictures of seashells. Now your whole thing's screwed.
She's religious, isn't she? Are you guys thinking a church wedding?
I don't know. We're not thinking anything. How did this come up?
Okay, I have another recommendation. How about?
So we're not guessing anymore. Now we're recommending.
Yeah, now we're just
recommending.
Well,
since you're
not planning
there,
I've only been there twice, but it's
go.
Called the Shadowbrook. Shadowbrook Inn.
Oh, let's look
and that's
that up.
A beautiful in Santa Cruz.
That's a restaurant.
It is, but it has. I've never been there for banquet space, but it's just so lovely there and green.
Shadowbrook's neat, but
beautiful
Shadow...
place for some pictures.
Yeah,
that's the place with the trolley.
The tram,
that,
yeah,
yeah,
that goes down.
We've eaten there
a
bunch of times.
Talked about that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
Here's my suggestion.
You like it?
Yeah, that has my vote.
There.
Yeah.
This is the ultimate suggestion.
Oh, well, of course it is. All right, coming from the amazing one.
If you want the beach, you want privacy, you want a dream wedding, you want nature, you want a field, the Half Moon Bay Ritz. You're welcome.
You want to break the bank?
Fortune. Yeah. It's
he
a
just
fortune
said he wants it to be.
There,
yeah, I know, just to pull in. They're like, oh, parking, $900.
Parking's easy, too. So just plant that seed. We're going to water it, see if it sprouts.
I was actually thinking that
your guests don't want to pay for parking.
It would go a lot more like a bunch of the guests would be in a Bauer bus, jump out.
I love it.
There'd have been sort of a preset table and some things out there. We do a quick wedding before anything can ruin it. Mm-hmm. And then there's another spot you go where you party.
Yeah.
Makes
sounds
sense?
Good. Yeah.
Like the bus takes everyone. And then all my drinking friends, Sarah, Yuzi, can just get hammered and they don't have to worry about it because the bus has got you.
That's nice.
Excellent.
All right?
Yeah. We have a plan.
I'll try to be on my best
behavior. That does sound like a great wedding right there.
Yeah.
When's the date, Rob?
I'm going to watch the bride dance all night long.
What's the date? None of this. This is all wasted airtime.
Yeah, you guys.
I feel like this is well used. You know, the listeners want to know, when is Vinny getting married? And what's it going to be like? Don't worry, we'll document the day for you. Everybody.
I hope my idea.
Well, of course it'll be your idea.
Hey, he tried to give my ideas his idea.
Well, that's what
my
that
idea
in.
Is the Chaminade. The Chaminade.
What is the Chaminade?
I don't know. What is it?
It's a resort.
Oh, it is called
in
the Chaminade.
In Santa Cruz.
In Santa Cruz. It's Chaminade with a C.
C-H. Oh, yeah. Everyone.
I don't know it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
He's just freaking tonight. Out over it. Yeah, you should take her for a ride.
Yeah, take her for a ride. Take her bite.
Lovely. Whole nice. Place.
You have no idea.
Why?
The working from home, I'm telling you. You just want to go. I'm going to go get some taco sauce.
Okay,
I'll come with you. Hey, while we're out.
Let's drive by 20 places.
Taco sauce.
One's only a half hour.
Okay, let's do the Billboard Hot 100. These are the top 100 songs in the country at this moment. Many of them sound like the same song. Here we go. Starting with number 100, Pusha T. It's actually debuting in 100th place. It's called The Games We Play. And number one, again, is Drake, Nice for What.
Oh, this is a great song.
Oh, is it?
Oh, hell yeah.
What's so great about it?
Everything. The beat, the background singers,
the sampling, the meaning.
You're right. I get it now.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for explaining it to me.
What out of mention?
Go on, Bryn.
The meaning of it is cool. Yeah. What you being nice for, you know?
Yeah,
you
what you being
all
nice
those
for?
Those jerks out there.
They are jerks.
What you nice for? Yeah, nice for
just
what?
Just be one of the jerks.
Oh, he's talking to all of us?
It seems like he's kind of, this is probably towards a female, it sounds like.
Oh, he's talking to a lady.
Yes.
Why are you being nice to me?
It could be talking to all of us. That would make more sense, actually. I never actually looked into it that deep. You're deep, Vin.
Well, you're the one who brought up the lyrics. You just said you like the lyrics.
I like the meaning of it, yeah. From,
well, your meaning.
Well, exactly. How you interpret songs is different for every person, right?
That is true.
What you being nice for?
Yeah.
What you being nice for?
All right.
What do you want?
I don't know.
If someone who's demonstrated themselves to be a jerk, then go ahead and not be nice. But, you know, just don't be a jerk in general. I don't like that.
It's a very literal way to say it.
Start with niceness and work from there.
Be surprised. You say hi to someone, they're like, hi.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, two friendly people are now friendly towards each other.
I think all the time about that line from The Pretenders. I got a smile for everyone I meet. As long as you don't try dragging my bae or dropping a bomb on my street. Ah, come on, baby.
What song is that?
Middle of the Road, I think.
Oh, boy. We just skewed old, everyone.
Yeah.
We went from Drake to...
We lost the 25 to
I don't care.
Way to go, Sarah.
I'm not going to pretend I like Drake. I'll tell you that now.
Oh, wow.
I'm not being nice for what on that.
What are you being nice?
I'm not being nice. I disagree with myself. This is out of TMZ. There's a lot of conflicting information about what happened with Kate Spade yesterday. If you missed the story, 55-year-old designer started with handbags, but I believe there's a whole bunch of different things that wound up being designed under her name. Pretty famous, Kate Spade, New York. I didn't know really too much about her at all. And of course, now that she's committed suicide, there's going to be a glut of information coming at you, a lot of it conflicting. TMZ is reporting, because the thing we heard this morning was that her husband, Andy Spade, David Spade's brother that she was married to, Andy Spade, was actually in the apartment when her body was found. He's saying, according to TMZ, no, I was at the apartment I live in now because we've been separated for months. TMZ is saying Kate Spade was depressed over business problems and separation from her husband. It was causing her to drink a lot. This is according to cops. And, you know, that's who TMZ is citing as the source. Law enforcement sources tell TMZ Kate was alone in her apartment when she tied a scarf around her neck. I believe it was a red scarf.
Yes.
I've seen in some reports. Attached it to her closet doorknob and hanged herself in her bedroom. Her husband, according to TMZ, Andy Spade, was not in the apartment. They had separated. He was living in a nearby building. Sources say Andy told cops he was separated from Kate for a couple months. And he added he was at his apartment when he learned Kate had committed suicide. So this is a very different scenario than what's been painted so far. Andy told cops that Kate was, quote, drinking a lot, was depressed by business problems and their separation. He wanted a divorce and she did not. And the suicide note, we've heard a little bit about this, that part of it was addressed to her daughter, Frances, a 13-year-old Frances Beatrice or Beatrix. And she was trying to tell her that, you know, it's not your fault. Please don't blame yourself. But now they're basically saying this seems to say that this the note was only for the daughter. Saying none of this is your fault. Ask daddy.
Mm.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's
nice.
Let me lay this on you.
At his feet while I check out.
Well, David Spade. I know. It's awful.
What can be expected of someone who's severely depressed?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, goes without saying she wasn't in a good place. David Spade is her brother-in-law. He's broken his silence. Mourning the death of sister-in-law Kate Spade at 55. He went on Instagram just hours after the news of her suicide was made public. He put up here's the caption. It says, fuzzy picture, but I love it. Kate and I during Christmas family photos. We had so much fun that day. She was so sharp and quick on her feet. She could make me laugh so hard. I still can't believe it. It's a rough world out there, people. Try to hang on. And that was his tagline, because he actually put that at the end of his next post, which was him at a book signing. Katie at my book signing. I love this picture of her. So pretty. I don't think everyone knew how effing funny she was. It's a rough world out there, people. Try to hang on. Here's the photos if you want to take a peek at those. So that's sort of the latest on the Kate Spade roundup. Shawn Mendes and...
That's a neat picture.
Which one?
Where she's just looking on him as he's doing his thing.
Yeah, it's. I like both those. They look really...
It's neat to catch people being proud of other people. Like, you can see in her, she's just happy and proud for him.
Yep.
That's cool. Family.
Sometimes it's the best.
Mm-hmm. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. It's June 6th, 6-6. This part of the show is brought to you by Pacific Sales. Right now, caller number 9 is going to be on the Alice guest list for reserve seats at an advanced screening of Disney Pixar's Incredibles 2, which opens in theaters everywhere next Friday. I believe the screening is this coming Tuesday night. So if you would like to be our guest at that, be caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. We'll put you on the list. The Pacific Sales Memorial Day sales event is on, up to 40% off appliance and kitchen and bath fixture top deals. Visit pacificsales.com/sale to see the deals.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in Berkeley. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with the Warriors play tonight. It's game 3 of the NBA Finals versus the Cavs. The Warriors are up 2-0. 6 p.m. tip time. Let's all try to be there for that. Shall we?
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Warriors. I hear it. Warriors. It's off in the distance.
Well, it's all the way
in
Cleveland.
It's not quite loud enough. All right, so that's 6 o'clock tonight. The Guatemala tragedy continues with the eruption of Volcán de Fuego, which means fire volcano. They say here that more than 1.7 million people have been affected by the volcano eruption in Guatemala. 46 people injured. 3,271 people have been evacuated. 75 people confirmed dead. 192 people missing.
Oh.
And it's a disaster area, as you can imagine. So I just wanted to keep you up on that real quick, as that's real life. You know, here's another real life situation that is changing for the better. Women weren't allowed to drive in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
You couldn't drive.
Yeah.
If you were female.
Yep.
Yep.
Saudi Arabia this week issued the first 10 driver's license. And on June 24th, women will be allowed to drive. They'll be able to get licenses and start driving. But the first 10 have been issued, and it's a big day there.
They can do more than 10, by the way. They should go for 100.
Oh, well.
What? I think these 10 already had licenses in other countries. Like, they just granted them.
Oh. It's like if you go, okay.
I don't know.
Well, that's nice wishful thinking.
The ban on women driving, though, is set to be lifted, and that's very cool.
One small step toward the modern world.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
No. It's hard. It's actually hard to, you know, don't take the things that you have as rights. You just accept them as the things. You just don't take it for granted. Because plenty of the world, you're a second-class citizen, ladies. If that, you're a possession.
On to my next story.
All right.
This is what I teased you with, according to a new survey.
Oh, yeah. I have a bunch of guesses for this.
Two-thirds of women say they'd rather marry someone with...
You see? A big one.
Okay.
Well,
I was hoping.
There's a bunch.
I thought you were
going to
go the other way. I'm like, no. Why would they do that?
A tiny one?
Yeah.
Oh.
No. That.
Okay.
This
yes.
is it. This
yeah.
saying rather. No, it's
yes,
not about one your size.
So it's a big one.
It's
yeah.
Not.
Or we got it right on the first guess.
Well, okay. I guess that's on the list too. Two-thirds of women say they'd rather marry someone with a dad bod than someone with six-pack abs.
Oh. Come on, Adele.
Women say that men with dad bods are more confident, they're more attractive, and they're also sexy.
Is a dad bod just a dude who's not ripped? I don't understand this whole dad bod
thing. I think the definition is a guy who exercises somewhat, used to be in shape, now doesn't have time to keep that up.
Yeah, likes to just go out for a nice meal, and maybe we'll go for a walk after. That'll count as our exercise.
Dad bod is a slang term in popular culture referring to a body shape particular to middle-aged men. Yeah. The phrase has been adopted in United States culture as a celebration of this particular type of physique, with references generally skewing toward a positive and lighthearted tone.
Oh.
I feel like I've got that. I'm carrying 10 pounds I shouldn't be.
A dad
so that's,
bod?
Yeah, that's like... I would totally exercise more if I had more time. I like exercising.
Mm.
And yet I find myself at the Walgreens on a family trip going, how did this turn into a family trip? And time just goes poof.
Yeah. Mm. Well, time does that.
And there you are. Spending more time at the cash register talking to the nice person because you
waiting.
Realize that back in the car...
Oh, they waited for you in the car?
Oh, they didn't go inside?
I'm surprised, because usually I can't resist going into Walgreens.
They'd already sidetracked me for 45 minutes.
So you were like, you're staying in and I'm locking the doors.
I'll get you some gum while I'm in there, but leave me be. I just need liquid paper, for crying out loud.
What'd you need that for?
He said it was for some music that he was...
The sheet thing. What's it called?
Sheet music.
Project. Yes.
It doesn't matter.
He's writing notes on a staff, and he needed to erase some of them.
You want to hear something weird?
I like the corrector tape. That's
you like
convenient.
That better?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I absolutely... The sponge at the end of the liquid paper
like
thing
either.
Was bunk.
Yeah.
I only remembered it having a brush.
Yeah.
So the nice man who's always helped me at Walgreens...
Oh.
I've help gotten help. To know him. He's the guy that... runs the Walgreens where I live. He's helped us pick out nail polish, or he once played, I guess you don't play ballet. He He once did ballet and has talked to my daughter as I've taken her there in her little getup.
Oh, and he did a little dance with her.
Well, he was.
What do they call pirouettes?
He, nice. I guess, did it at one point in his life, very, not professionally, but at a high level.
Oh, is that so?
And was able to talk
You're
with her about
this. You're
telling
me that the manager of the Walgreens in Scotts Valley is a former primo ballerino.
I don't know the depth or the length of his experience, but he
Well, someday, if I'm ever invited to your house, I'm stopping by that Walgreens. I have some questions
for
this guy.
Well, listen, so let me finish the story.
Yeah, and we'll go together.
So there I am at the cash register chatting him up, and he goes, and I had asked him, you know, how you doing? And he goes, So I said, what's going on? He goes, well, I'm a little understaffed today. And I was like, oh, come on, you know, happens. And he goes, yeah, and my day was, you know, started out pretty good. So I go, well, let's hear about that. As I've got my gum and my liquid paper on the counter. And he goes, well.
So no one's waiting in line, I guess.
There are a couple people behind me, but give me a second. I'm talking to my guy. So he goes, well, my day started with, I went for a swim with my mermaid tail.
Nice.
Oh, he is fancy.
What? Yeah, well, so he's got a silicone mermaid tail that he can pull on, and then go swimming.
It must strengthen his legs.
I don't know. But
I'm sure it has a big flipper.
He says he's used to use it in the ocean, but now the silicone's broken down a little bit, and it's not quite as strong as it used to be. So he swims in the river somewhere nearby.
Swimming with that mermaid tail is really tough.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
Well, yeah.
Who even knew of that?
No one. We know some mermaids. They hang out at the pool at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission.
Well, sure, but
the pool seems super tame to swim in, though.
But you can have like a cocktail there at the pool like that. He's out in some river.
Well, some people's fantasy is to be a merman or mermaid. You know, I mean, he's living the dream.
I guess.
Yeah, it's nice.
And so that was the conclusion. I'm like, you start a day with swimming with a mermaid tail.
It doesn't. There's
Life's
nothing bad
good,
about
bro.
It.
Bro,
yeah.
You're all good.
You need to start a GoFundMe and get this guy a brand new silicone tail so he can go back out in the ocean where the merman belongs.
Yeah.
I love him.
They sell him at the bay.
I can't wait to talk to him.
He's a very nice person.
Let's call him.
I don't want to destroy my relationship. I don't want to have to go to a different Walgreens because you've destroyed my relationship there. I like that I know him and it's nice. And
he might like it, you know? He's a guy who swims in a mermaid tail. Like, he wants some attention. He'll do ballet right in the middle of the store. I love him. He's a character.
He doesn't want to talk to you.
How do you know?
Because
he might really want to.
I've already said too much.
Have you?
I have. A new survey asked people how many people they've kissed in their lives. How many people, Sarah, would you say that you have kissed?
Do we have to count everyone that we've kissed? Like,
do pecs count?
Yeah.
Do pecs not count. We're talking about
a romantic kiss.
With tongue?
I don't know, 100, probably.
100?
I would guess.
You're saying some of the people you boned, you didn't even kiss them?
That's what she's saying.
I'm sure I made up some random number for you. I don't even know how many people I've boned. But less than 100. Less than 30.
Oh, my God. You can't say that with a straight face. Look at you.
She looked the other way.
I know.
An old lady now.
So we can't even ask you that question. How many people would you say you've kissed?
70.
That's it?
Yeah. Shut up.
Shut up.
You're saying that's not enough or too many?
That's way too many. 30 at the most. The very most.
You should say the same thing to Yuzette that you said to Sarah. I guess you didn't kiss a couple of those guys you banged, huh, Yuzette?
Wait, you think your number's higher than 70?
Me?
No, Yuzette.
No, Yuzette thinks it's
We're
70.
We're talking about kissing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say 70.
Right, but and the reference to the boning, you think you've boned more than 70 dudes?
No, I've maybe 30.
Yeah, 30.
30?
That's a good number.
You don't think it's more than 30?
Shut up.
I don't.
Shut up.
Why don't you get a pen and paper and see if you can think back?
Who can be in relationships for long periods of time, Vincent.
And as you know, her relationships were monogamous.
Yeah.
And that's all.
What about that side piece guy?
What?
What about him?
What about him? That was the one
so
time
So she
you
was
had
in
side
two
piece?
Relationships. What?
5% of people have never been kissed.
Aww.
Ever.
5%.
Anyone.
Even their mom?
That includes 19% of people between the ages of 18 and 24. 2% of people over 55 have never kissed anybody.
Yeah, they just didn't find anybody that they wanted to kiss.
Well, I think that...
Maybe they don't have lips.
You know, what?
I don't know.
Well, we're not talking about, like, you know, handicaps that would keep you from, you know, the definition of a kiss. Yeah. I'm lipless, so I can't.
Yeah.
It doesn't count.
That'd be a problem.
Well, it would be a problem, but it's not part of the general population being asked about whether they've been kissed or not. For crying out loud. Anyway, I think that's a fear thing. I bet you that's dudes who couldn't make the move.
Yeah. Make the move. Well, these days it's hard to make the move.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Yeah.
And then there's the guy who says, are you going to kiss me? Or no, she says, are you going to kiss me? And the mood's been broken, and that's that.
What guy is that?
It's Hooman.
Who does that?
Hooman does.
They've kissed since, though. I guarantee it.
No, we haven't. Mm.
You have.
You're telling me you've never...
Play it. Turn it up. Turn it up.
You've never kissed Rachel. What's her number? Let's call her.
You got her number?
Men are more likely than women to say they've kissed more than 50 people.
Yeah, women always lie.
Uh-huh. Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. So the people here can't possibly pinpoint how many people they've kissed. How many people have you kissed, Hooman?
Oh, my God. That's...
Oh, man.
He's
a
kissed
lot.
The I'd thousands.
Say, I'd say at least 100. Right, I mean, if not
least.
More. Probably more. It's low. I'm lowballing.
Always so. Making out with people.
Always lowballing.
Well, he's even kissed you.
He hasn't kissed me. Not yeah, in the makeout.
What?
He's tried to make out.
That time.
Oh my God, I did not try to make out with you.
There was just a little bit of tongue.
No tongue. There was zero tongue, and it was a kiss.
We were all there.
Oh
Come
my God,
on.
Yes. And you're right. You guys are super reliable witnesses. You never enhance any
Hooman,
story.
Hooman, would you say that you've kissed Sarah? Is she on your list of people you've kissed?
I mean, if I'm to be honest, yes.
No. Oh my God.
Thanks for being honest.
Yes,
Hooman.
Thanks for me. For
you're
once.
You're welcome.
Oh my God.
Play a song, please.
That never
that's
happened.
So great.
I can see that we had totally different ideas of what happened that day.
Now stay woke.
Stay woke.
Now can't you see?
How fun was that?
Not that fun.
The funnest.
I'm glad you liked it, though. I do enjoy when you're having fun.
If I'm honest. That is wonderful.
Yes. Where's Rachel? Who cares? Where's Sarah?
Yeah.
My true love.
The brass urinal is just art. It would not work as a usable urinal.
I
urine
don't
eats
don't
brass.
Pee in it.
Urine eats brass?
Yes.
Oh, that can't be true.
Test. Look
strong?
It up.
Damn.
Urine's that strong? Damn.
Let's see here.
Well, cat urine can, but I hear cat urine's like the nastiest of them all.
Oh, is that true, Garage Cat? Cat urine can eat right through the landing on the set of stairs,
right? I'm trying to destroy
the
second house of theirs, but I'm all hopped up on drugs, locked in that garage.
You're actually happier than you've ever been.
Is that true? Garage Cat, you sound very distressed. Is everything all right?
No.
Did you miss your medicine today? What's happening?
You're still hopping me up on those drugs?
You bet your butt.
Damn it.
707 says, cattle dogs are great. They're smart, fun, and only 25 to 30 pounds. And there's a picture of one here as dogs came up
Are they
up
those
earlier.
White dogs with the black spots all over them?
Here's the picture right here.
See a cattle
They're
dog.
Actually great and... It's something I've thought about for sure.
Oh!
They're actually, though...
They're so cute.
They're worker dogs and need a lot of exercise.
This one has, like, shorter hair than I thought.
And
I thinking of those Australian ones that have, like, a little bit longer
Australian
hair?
Shepherds have...
This is... I've seen a dog like this, and he was the sweetest dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cute. Cattle dog.
You getting a dog?
No. Although our next-door neighbor has dogs in and out of there all the time. He babysits this dog that looks just like that dog. And the dog is just, there's something about this dog. He's just so sweet.
408 says, I was thinking how Vinny could have framed his Walgreens story to not invite you guys to stand on his neck about his business. Then realized no matter how he put it, you're like predators surrounding their prey.
Oh, yes, no way poor out. Vinny. Boy, so, Vinny really gets it every day. No one else does,
so
but Vinny.
So Vinny gracefully succumbed.
Oh, Vinny, you're so graceful.
You guys are a riot. You behave just like family.
Well, there's a reason for that. We've been together a long time.
510 says, a pregnant bride is more of a trailer trash kind of thing in most cases.
Yeah, that's the joke.
Right.
That's what's funny about it. Yeah. He's going to have a comedy wedding.
You're not getting it.
Yeah.
That's the picture I want over the mantle. It.
I want you guys to do like a circle of trailers with like an open fire pit in the middle and like, you know, string lights with little lanterns on them, you know, the little paper lanterns.
Will they do that at Half Moon Bay Ritz?
I don't think they'll do it there. I'm pretty sure they're not going to use the Ritz.
Vinny,
yeah.
Have you talked to your roommate about walking down the aisle pregnant?
Yeah, I said we should do this now,
or
what's the point? And she was like, I want to not be pregnant.
Yeah. And get back in shape.
I want to get back in shape, and I want to dance all night that night. The whole night.
All night long.
All night.
All night.
All night.
All night.
650 says, how about 1440 in Scotts Valley for Vinny's wedding?
What's
it's a new place. It's
this place.
Oh, yeah. Susan does retreats there.
Check this out. Oh. All right, I think our neighbor owns the place.
Oh, you probably get a good deal, friends and family.
No, I don't think so.
I bet you can.
I don't think so.
Like, just talked about
I can
it.
Hook
that's
it up.
Something.
I can hook it up. I know these people, too.
You know them, too?
You know all Vinny's friends?
No, but...
That's weird.
Susan does yoga retreats there. She invites me all the time. I didn't say her company.
Shame.
I didn't say Now Power Yoga.
Oh, my God.
New Ohm World.
Hey, so if you want, do you want me to hook this up?
No.
Why
no,
not?
Because is we're not.
We're not ready yet.
This story came up, really, because I wanted to tell the story about my friend at the Walgreens who swims in a mermaid tail. But unfortunately, I had to tell you about how we had to go. There was a lot going on with that story. Okay.
Well, listen.
Coming up in the trash, Sarah.
No one knows, Vinny. Questions. It's a mystery.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.